Hello, and welcome to the Pipeline Takeaways podcast, brought to you by North American Oil and Gas Pipelines. I'm your host, Brad Kramer. The coronavirus has forced us all to take a step back and look at the impacts on the oil and gas pipeline industry related to the economy, energy prices, and the potential long-term effects of government-mandated stay-at-home orders and more. My guests today are Mark Bridgers, principal at Continuum Capital, and John Fluharty, consultant for Mears Group, and a longtime industry veteran who has worked in the pipeline integrity sector for the past 40 years. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. Mark, in the first episode of the Pipeline Takeaways podcast, we discussed how COVID-19 is impacting the different segments of the pipeline industry. With John joining us today, can you set up the stage for our discussion today?
Thank you, Brad. I'm glad to do that. If everybody recall, we discussed the 9 different market sectors that fall into this space, which include the gathering market, the long-haul liquid market, the long-haul gas market, the short-haul and lateral market, the facility and station market, gas distribution replacement work, gas distribution new customer work, gas distribution maintenance, and then lastly, pipeline integrity. What we agreed in the first podcast was that we would seek out experts who could speak to one or more of these market sectors and discuss the economic conditions and how they're impacting the current market, the commodity price characteristics and how those are impacting the market, and lastly, the COVID-19 threat and how that's impacting the market. In today's case, we have John Fluharty, who's going to talk a little bit about the pipeline integrity market and what some of the implications and likely outcomes are over the next series of months. With that, Brad, why don't we get started?
That sounds good. Thank you, Mark. John, how do you see the current commodity prices impacting the pipeline integrity sector?
Well, I've been in the pipeline integrity business since 1980. So in my 40 years of working in the industry, when you have a severe price drop on either one of the commodity sides, it has some effect. In this case, it's going to have, a tremendous effect on certain kinds of companies that are tied to an exploration and production situation, maybe one of the big majors that have that exposure on their balance sheet. I think the second thing is you are going to see, though, this is a regulated industry and there's a certain amount of work that has to go on. I think on the gas side, with the commodity price being low, though, I think that's a good thing for us as we continue to have a very strong generation of electricity with natural gas. You're going to see people use that cheap commodity price to more and more generate electricity with natural gas as opposed to their other options. If you have an exposure to the exploration and production side of the world, that will impede your financial ability to operate. So historically, you know, the oil effect is a little deeper and a little longer than the gas situation. I expect that to be that way this time. But again, keep in mind, this is a regulated industry and a lot of this work has to continue on. I do feel, though, this is a point, and we saw a couple of press releases here in the last couple of days, where people will start to sell off assets, close pipelines, idle pipelines, anything that was on the edge of making money is in a position where it will no longer fit in their portfolio going forward. So this is a time when people do kind of reshuffle the deck and look at how the financial impact of each pipeline fits in their portfolio and make some decisions going forward.
And so how do you see the economic conditions today impacting pipeline integrity?
Yeah, same kind of thing. I think everybody is going to continue to use natural gas and oil or gasoline at a lesser amount. And also, you know, broadband and all these essential utilities are going to be there. There is going to be some short-term liquidity issues because people don't have to pay their bills right now. It's becoming more and more apparent that once the government said that they could not disconnect service, that people have stopped paying in certain areas. So there is that pressure, that short-term liquidity issue that is going to be put on the utility side of things. But the reality is how this system works is you have, from the time you find a problem on a pipeline or something that needs to be corrected or replaced or whatever, like a cathodic protection ground bed or anomaly that has to be dug up on a smart pig run or something like that. By the time you go through the budget cycle, the permitting, and all of the aspects you need to do before you can actually go out and excavate the earth to install that system, it is about a 2-year cycle, and that's pretty consistent. So I think, you know, there'll be a little bit of economic pressure, but again, the regulatory landscape that continues to increase. You know, we have the first implementation year coming up starting in July for the first mega rule, and then the actual rule takes effect a year from July 1st. You have the second mega rule that should be coming out in time, which is going to work more with traditional cathodic protection and actually quantifying repairs better. And the third mega rule is going to be how you regulate flow lines. So again, you will continue to have these regulations being pushed on the industry, which will require them to do things, whether the economy dictates that or not. So I don't think the short-term liquidity issues of the utility industry will dampen the amount of work product that comes out of the industry for the next few years.
Well, what do you see as long-term impacts of the pandemic on integrity work going forward?
You know, I don't see a lot of long-term. I think we're going to really, you know, again, the way the industry works, you have a lot of permitting that needs to take place, and these permitting parts of the government are shutting down, or some of them aren't actually electronic in nature yet. And so in those cases, those permits are not going to be issued, which will slow up the work. Currently, we haven't seen a reduction in work in the industry, where actually people are starting off like a normal spring and getting back to this work. But they, in talking to our owners, they're all across the board, they are seeing permit holdups. So I think from a short-term perspective, we will have a gap in here at some point in time where we run out of permits and for certain types of projects in the integrity space. But I do also, on the other side, talking to a couple of owners and getting some feedback from some other industry people, I do believe that the fall will actually be very busy. Historically, lately, we've had first quarter always was a time when the industry figured out what it's going to do. Second and third quarter, it did a lot of work. Fourth quarter, it kind of ramped down and then closed out their projects for the year. Years ago, you used to have what was an old-fashioned fall rush, where if people had money in their budgets or projects that needed to be completed, you had a lot of work in that late third quarter, fourth quarter environment, and finished up just before Christmas. I think we could see a more traditional year that we used to see years ago. But when you switch to the long-term aspect of this, again, this is a regulation-driven business. Between storage field regulation and all these other types of regulatory reviews that are going on, we have four or five major regulations or sections of regulations that'll be coming down the pike over the next 4 or 5 years, which should give us a very strong run rate of work for quite a while. The integrity verification process that is going to start taking effect a year from now. Those pilot projects were supposed to go this year, and hopefully will still go this year. The reg takes effect next year, but that requires, again, a lot of material verification, which requires a lot of digs. They do have a lot of years they can do those digs. It also requires hydro tests in certain cases and other maintenance activities. So this work is always kind of ebbed and flowed, sometimes over the course of a single year, meaning slow first half, busy second half. During times like this, maybe it would bleed into a second year due to permitting or budgetary restraints. But the work still gets generated. The testing still gets completed every year, because that's the lower dollar aspect of it, the smart pigging, the corrosion surveys, the whatever. First step in the process, things take place every year, and then they build this series of work that the construction industry then sees after that. So I really don't see this having any long-term effect. The market's already in a situation where it's trying to readjust to these both regs and proposed regs, trying to get a handle on what these proposed regs are going to require us to do. And I think the future, starting in the second half of 2020, will start to look very good for the integrity market and continue on for years to come.
Thanks, John, for that overview. And thank you to Mark and John for your time and insights today. That wraps up this episode of the Pipeline Takeaways podcast. You can listen to past episodes at napipelines.com/podcast. Tune in next time. We'll see you soon.